Look at questions 20 to 25 now. You have 45 seconds. You will hear an interview with a student called Emily, who walks people's dogs.
Hi everyone. Today on Student Radio, I'm talking to someone who has solved her financial problems at university by starting her own business. Isn't that right, Emily?
Well, I'm not sure I'd call it a business, actually, but it has certainly helped me to buy a few books and a meal or takeaway once a week while I'm studying at university. I offer to walk people's dogs. People who either can't leave their homes easily or are out at work during the day.
What gave you the idea?
I was talking to my neighbour one day and she told me about a friend of hers who had just come out of hospital and wasn't able to take her dog out for its daily walk. I thought it would be a kind thing to do, to offer to help. I didn't even think about charging her, but she insisted on giving me a few pounds.
So how did this develop into you becoming a dog walker?
After I'd done it for a few weeks, I realised what a pleasant way it was to earn a little money. But most importantly, I thought I'd be able to fit it in around my studies at university. So I decided to put an advert in a few of the local shops to see if there was any interest.
And was it successful?
It took a while before I heard from anyone new, but then one day I got a phone call from an old lady asking to meet me. I offered to go to her home, but she suggested meeting in the local park so she could see how I was with her dog. We got on really well, and the woman booked me to take the dog out every weekend.
Ah, and have you taken on any more customers?
That was about 6 months ago, and now I walk three more dogs. I was expecting to hear from people who had a busy work life and needed help, but all my customers are older people, and their dogs have been trained well and are a pleasure to walk.
What a brilliant idea. And for anyone listening, do you have a set fee?
At first, I thought about having an hourly fee, and that's what my friends recommended. But I enjoy what I'm doing, and I know that there are some customers, especially older people, who might not be able to afford to pay much. So we just agree an amount when we first meet.
Now listen again.
Hi everyone. Today on Student Radio, I'm talking to someone who has solved her financial problems at university by starting her own business. Isn't that right, Emily?
Well, I'm not sure I'd call it a business, actually, but it has certainly helped me to buy a few books and a meal or takeaway once a week while I'm studying at university. I offer to walk people's dogs. People who either can't leave their homes easily or are out at work during the day.
What gave you the idea?
I was talking to my neighbour one day and she told me about a friend of hers who had just come out of hospital and wasn't able to take her dog out for its daily walk. I thought it would be a kind thing to do, to offer to help. I didn't even think about charging her, but she insisted on giving me a few pounds.
So how did this develop into you becoming a dog walker?
After I'd done it for a few weeks, I realised what a pleasant way it was to earn a little money. But most importantly, I thought I'd be able to fit it in around my studies at university. So I decided to put an advert in a few of the local shops to see if there was any interest.
And was it successful?
It took a while before I heard from anyone new, but then one day I got a phone call from an old lady asking to meet me. I offered to go to her home, but she suggested meeting in the local park so she could see how I was with her dog. We got on really well, and the woman booked me to take the dog out every weekend.
Ah, and have you taken on any more customers?
That was about 6 months ago, and now I walk 3 more dogs. I was expecting to hear from people who had a busy work life and needed help, but all my customers are older people, and their dogs have been trained well and are a pleasure to walk.
What a brilliant idea. And for anyone listening, do you have a set fee?
At first, I thought about having an hourly fee, and that's what my friends recommended. But I enjoy what I'm doing, and I know that there are some customers, especially older people, who might not be able to afford to pay much. So we just agree an amount when we first meet.
That is the end of part 4.